Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report with Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. The headline in the Wall Street Journal: Trump says Colombia will accept deportees, ending tariff standoff. Subhead: President Trump has made immigration early priority in second term, with ICE making more than 900 arrests Sunday. Joseph, a very good evening to you. I note, as I understand the sequence here, there were refugees, migrants, deported by the U.S. in a flight, or more than one, to Colombia, to Bogota. They were turned back by Colombian authorities. At that point, Mr. Trump, I believe he was in Florida, made remarks consistent with saying we're going to use tariffs in order to punish Colombia for not taking back its own citizens. A third of Colombia trade, I believe, is with the United States, so it's a profound threat to the economy. What I ask you first is not about Mr. Trump. It's about Gustavo Petro. We'll start all over again. Who is he, Joseph? And what explains his refusal to accept the refugees, migrants at first, and now his concession to accepting them, even to the point of boasting how he's going to send his own airplane to pick them up? Who? What do we need to know about him right now, Joseph? Good evening.
Good evening, John. Well, Gustavo Petro, the president of Colombia, is an ideologue, and he's someone that comes from a very tumultuous past. He was part of a terrorist organization called M19 that later became a political organization, and obviously now he was a senator before, now he's a president. But he hasn't really left those ideological roots. He's from a Marxist, communist background. And being of such, he's very rebellious, and he tries to basically do whatever he wants, regardless of the consequences. So this, what happened yesterday in terms of the diplomatic spat between Colombia and the U.S. is 100% a reflection of President Petro's stubbornness, his ego, and his attitude, because this did not need to happen. Let's begin with the deportation flights, because last year, the United States sent upwards of 126 deportation flights to Colombia. Many of those were chartered flights through ICE Air. And when ICE deports migrants, illegal migrants that have come into the United States, they often and almost always shackle the migrants for safety concerns because they're on a plane. And there's only so many officers on that plane. If a fight breaks out, like it often has, that could be a safety not just for the migrants, but it could be safety for the crew and everybody on board. So they've done this before. And so the reason that President Petro said that he turned down the flight or he turned back the flight was because he didn't like the conditions in which the migrants were arriving in Colombia, meaning he didn't like the fact that they were shackled. I find that very hard to believe, given that that's not the first time that they've done that. There's been a protocol, and the president of Colombia and all his officials have known about this. The second is, why did he actually do it? I think President Petro is part of a network in Latin America, which includes President Lula in Brazil, President Sheinbaum in Mexico, and then obviously the more authoritarian dictatorships like Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua. They're looking to find a way to establish a resistance against the United States and using the deportations as a catalyst to kind of organize his resistance. One of the things that President Petro did was he called a meeting of the CELAC on Thursday. And the CELAC is basically a China-influenced political forum that is meant to isolate the United States and Canada from the rest of Latin America. It's presided right now by Honduras, but it's going to be presided soon by Colombia. But thankfully, cooler heads did prevail. And I think the cooler heads in Colombia aren't President Petro, but rather his foreign minister and some of his other government officials, and obviously the private sector, because the punitive measures that President Trump announced, not just the tariffs, but the sanctions, the removing of visas, that's crippling for Colombia, which is the largest trade partner is the United States. It wouldn't hurt us that much. People talk about the price of flowers and the price of fruit. Well, sure, it'll go up a little bit, but that doesn't really affect us that much. And I think most Americans prefer to have an orderly country as opposed to, you know, pay a little bit more for the coffee and fruit. However, it would cripple the Colombian economy. And I think that the private sector really, really mobilized yesterday to make sure that President Petro came to a senses. I'm not sure that President Petro came to a senses, but I think the foreign minister did and some of his officials did. And they were able to organize a communication with the United States to be able to calm things down and basically accept what was a very reasonable and legal request by the United States, which is accept your migrants. And these aren't, you know, these are the first ones that are getting deported, John, are public safety threats. So I don't have the manifest of who is going, getting deported to Colombia, but more than likely there are people that were charged of crimes and not just illegal entry into the United States. And more to that, it's illegal for Colombia not to accept its citizens back to its country. So there was all kinds of illegalities that President Petro was flirting with. And fundamentally, you know, things have calmed down, but my suspicion is that it's for the time being.
Ernesto, a very good evening to you. Striking to me is how these events are reported and understood by the rest of the Americas, because eventually all of these countries are going to get involved. There's been undocumented workers from everywhere passing through the Mexican border and elsewhere for years. So what was your first thought when you heard about Gustavo Petro refusing the flight? And he used the word dignity or dignified. I note, as Joseph says, the Colombian foreign minister, Luis Gilberto Murillo, said, "We will continue to receive Colombians who are deported, guaranteeing them dignified conditions." What does that word dignified mean? Translate it for us. What are they talking about? Is it an excuse or is it something to do with a culture that I need to understand?
Good evening, John. I think this is totally politicized, as everything is politicized that comes from the left in general, from the narco-socialist regimes in Latin America. Dignified. It's a subjective word, a subjective concept. What happens in practice from the point of view of Brazil, for example, is that during the Biden administration, hundreds or more than thousands of people, Brazilians, were deported to Brazil, back to Brazil from the U.S. under the same conditions as the flights that started yesterday or 2 days ago from the U.S. to Brazil to Colombia with people in shackles and things like that. So there was no concern, no official response, no indignation, nothing. When it was during the Biden administration. Now Trump, of course, it's a different agenda. So now people are suddenly worried about the dignity of those people. So it's not a question of principle; it's a question of political convenience. They went to, the narco-socialist regimes went to draw a line, and Petro showed that the line cannot be drawn the way he wanted. Right, so he had to retreat. You have the question of, okay, being shackles, there's a reason for that. I think what is most important is that from everything I've heard the last couple of days, public opinion in Colombia, public opinion in Brazil, and maybe in other countries, is not against what is being done. People say, those people were in the United States illegally. The United States has the rights to deport them back, and our countries have to accept them back. And those people, they're not, they are, they come back to Brazil or to Colombia, and they're set free, right? Some of them have sentences against them, or many of them. In the U.S., they would have to serve time in prison, and in Brazil or in Colombia, they'll be free. So it's not so bad. And public opinion doesn't buy that sort of fake humanitarian concern. That's what I think from everything I'm hearing, right? So they know the cynicism that is behind this. The public opinion knows that that's cynical. Let's see. I think that's a big test for whether politically correct the politically correct system is going to put a resistance to Trump or not. Of course, they're trying, but they don't find popular support. Oh, let's defend our sovereignty. That's absurd what Trump is. No, people are not buying that. So that enfeebles a lot the position of Petro, Lula, who's trying to, ask explanations from the U.S. But let's see. I think that the first battle, and that's a war after all, was won by Trump and by people who don't buy a political cynicism in Latin American countries.
I'm speaking with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We're going to Mexico because of all the countries we're going to be speaking of in these next months and years, Mexico is the critical component for stemming and reversing the flow of undocumented of migrants into the United States. That is now the policy of the United States to end the practice. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.